The Sydney Comics Art Marketplace, otherwise known as SCAMP, is on for its second year in a row this November 15th at Leichhardt Town Hall. Sam McEwen is one of the friendly people behind the scenes putting this together. And you join me now, Sam. Welcome to Studio 2SER.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good to be here.
SCAMP seems like it's been born out of a natural love for comics. What motivated you to start this annual event?
Absolutely. Well, it's me and Chris and Christoph and Annie and Tim and Siobhan.
Wow.
And we, all six of us, would go to a lot of the zine fairs and other sort of art events around Sydney, and we love them, but we all just really love comics as well. And we were like, we want an event where we can go and just look at comics and look at independent comics. So kind of outside that realm of like what people might perceive as like Marvel, DC, superheroes, all that sort of stuff. So yeah, we kind of just sat down one day and we're like, let's put on an event. How hard can it be? It's very hard, but it's great.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of work goes into it. And which of your favorite comic artists will be there for visitors to attend this year?
That's a great question. A lot of them. A lot of my favourite Sydney people and also like Australian people. I want to give shouts to Louis Joyce, who is a guy from Wollongong. I've been loving his art for a very long time, and he's really killing it overseas, working on some dream projects like Godzilla and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh my gosh.
Scott Rigg is another Sydney guy who's like a good mate of mine, but also does some really great comics. We have a couple of other guests. So Andrew Constant, who writes for DC Comics. So he'll be there. And also Ariel Reyes, who's done our poster for us as well. They'll be there. They're coming down from, I think, Brisbane. So, yeah.
Awesome. Sounds like a great lineup. And Sam, I know you make comics and zines about albums, bands in the Sydney music scene. How do these comics provide sort of an outlet for this niche interest, rather?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think comics are a very, they can be a very solitary thing to be making, right? And I write everything, I draw everything, I colour everything. So I think because it's all just me for a very long time until I do like a, you know, a SCAMP or a zine fair or whatever, I just want to be doing stuff that I'm interested in. So I want to be telling stories about bands that I like or experiences that I've had because that's what I find interesting. And then hopefully other people find it interesting too and can learn something or, yeah.
Well, I think that naturally happens when you have such passion for a certain thing. I think people kind of look at it in the eyes of, wow, they have such a passion for it. I should really like jump on board and see this for myself.
Yeah, I hope so. Because, yeah, I have a series of mini comics which I'm calling The Incomplete History of Music, which, are just all my favourite bands and albums. And people will often be like, how do you choose these? I'm like, it's whatever I'm listening to at the moment.
I love that.
The one I'm working on at the moment is Fontaine CC because I've had that album
Unreal.
On repeat all year. You know, so it's just what I want to do. It's a very selfish act, but hopefully other people enjoy it too.
No, that's so cool. And I think they will. And do you have any advice sort of for budding artists who might be listening and want to get into making comics?
Yeah, just do it. comics are great because I could talk about this all day, but I think they're the most accessible medium to be creating stories. And you can do it on your own. You can do it with other people, but you can do it by yourself. All you need is somewhere to make a mark and something to make that mark with it. It could be paper and pencil. It could be ink. It could be collage. It could be whatever. So that barrier to entry, I think, is quite low as compared to nearly anything else. The other thing about comics is it's a lot of drawing. You know, you're not just drawing one picture. You know, if there's nine panels on a page, you're drawing nine little pictures. So I think it can be quite daunting for people. And I was at a comic event on the weekend and there were a few talks that were happening. And the one thing that kind of came up a lot was you need to start small. Don't just say, I'm going to do a graphic novel. Because if you've never done it before, that's massive. Like, you're not going to just sit down and write a story, like a novel if you're, you know, writing prose. Start small. And that's what I did. In my comics, like I would always do like a 3-page story or even a 2-page story. But once you've done a few of those, it's a muscle, right? It's like exercise or working out. You can go longer and longer. And then pretty quickly you've got like, oh, this is a great collection. So like My Comic Tales Full of Steam is all lots of short stories that have been published all over the place that I've then put together as a comic, and it looks like a nice body of work. So I think, yeah, my advice if you want to make comics is you just have to sit down and do it. And
yeah, give it a
be
go.
Be ready for it to be a bit crap. And that's okay. Like, yeah. You just got to keep chipping away at it. I'm very embarrassed by some of my work in my first issue, but like, is what it is, and I'm happy for it, people to be reading it. And you're always your own worst critic.
I'm interested to know, what was your first ever comic that you ever did?
The first comic I ever did, so I got really into autobio comics when I was in high school and early uni. Mm. And I was like, oh, that's what I want to do. So the first comic I ever did was about going to see the Drones play at Metro Theatre,
which was amazing.
2013. I think it was the IC Seaweed tour. And then I drew that and published it somewhere, probably just my own zine, in 2014. So it's over 10 years of making comics now for me.
Unreal. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks.
That's awesome. Thanks. And finally, for those who are keen to come along to the Scamp Fair, where can people find out more information?
Yeah, the best place is our Instagram to keep up to date. It's Scamp Comics Festival on Instagram. You can also check out Cockatoo Comics as well, which is a shop in Lane Cove run by Siobhan, who is sort of spearheading Scamp across both those accounts. You can find out everything that's going on. We're doing a call out for volunteers at the moment, so if you would like to, if you like comics and you want to help us out, we'd really appreciate that on the day, even if it's just a couple of hours. But yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time today, Sam. Do not miss the Sydney Comics Art Marketplace on November 15th at Leichhardt Town Hall. You can find out all your extra information on the Instagram. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.